555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, through October 31st, you can still get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no payments, and even up to 5% same-day order savings at your initial consultation. But that's not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors. You see, while others will say you'll have to wait 3 to 4 months or more for installation, order today, and Pella of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks. You heard me right, 8 weeks. Better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. And the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day. More good news, in addition to 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number one by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, and set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Sorry. Oh, no, I just dropped my pen. There we go.
This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe here. Tuesday morning, 9:26. So I just told you, just played that sound for you from Robert Redfield. More than 40% of the COVID deaths in the state of Maryland have been from those that were fully vaccinated. Then there's this from Aaron Seary, a concerned physician assistant, Deborah Conrad, convinced her hospital to carefully track the COVID-19 vaccination status of every patient admitted to her hospital. The result is shocking. Conrad has detailed her hospital serves a community in which less than 50% of the individuals were vaccinated for COVID-19, but yet, during that same time period, approximately 90% of the individuals admitted to her hospital were documented to have received this vaccine. Now, this is on admissions. It's not a super long story, but then there's added to the story. Provided in the story are copies of official letters that went from Conrad's lawyers to the hospital and back and forth over this because, well, they're not reporting it. They don't want to report it. Now, take that with what Redfield said. But then there is good news. It's good to have good news. And here's the good news. Groundbreaking. Nebraska Attorney General says doctors can legally prescribe ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine for COVID, calls out FDA, CDC, Fauci media for fueling, quote, for fueling confusion and misinformation. On October 15th, Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson issued a legal opinion that Nebraska healthcare providers can legally prescribe off-label medications like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID, so long as they obtained informed consent from the patient, which we've been saying this for how long? We had one of the heads of the FDA on the show prior to the election saying it could be used off-label. But look, hey, good news for Nebraska, but also this from justthenews.com. A wave of lawsuits filed around the country are seeking to force medical providers to provide the drug ivermectin to COVID-19 patients who seek its use as care for COVID-19. The lawsuits being filed around the country have been lodged, quote, by people seeking to force hospitals to give their COVID-stricken loved ones ivermectin, end quote, according to the Associated Press. This is what fighting back looks like, and it will work. It will be effective if we continue, which brings me to my question of the day. Now, you might be surprised because you're going to say, well, I mean, everybody's going to agree. Probably not. And here's that question of the day. Do you think that medical providers, hospitals, should be forced to give hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin to COVID patients that request it? So they're requesting it. So far, they've been denied. Should hospitals be forced to do it?
Hey, business owners, it's Joe Breyer from Lakes Business Group, now doing business as Lakes.